Welcome to our weekly HR Technology News Roundup. It's July 6, 2020, and I'm Mark Pfeffer, editor of the HCN Technology Report. Here's some news. Workday's added two new features to its people experience solution. They're called Workday Help and Workday Journeys, and they're designed to help employers increase engagement through better personalization and increased productivity. Workday Help is an HR service delivery tool. It focuses on more intuitive case management. It helps employees answer FAQs and connect with HR when they have to. Then it helps the HR staff review past conversations and keep everything in context. And that way, supposedly, they can resolve issues more quickly. Meanwhile, Workday Journeys helps guide workers through important moments like onboarding or being promoted to manager. It uses a low-code approach. That way, HR can use data from Workday and other systems to create solutions by location, job, or management level. Workday is betting that employee experience is going to remain critical, even in the middle of a labor market upheaval. In times of uncertainty, it says, employers need to create experiences that meet new expectations. Other news. Testing's critical to slowing the spread of COVID-19, but employers are hesitating. Bloomberg says issues of cost, access, logistics, and privacy are leading many companies to rely on temperature checks and symptom screening and then stock up on masks, hand sanitizer, and wipes instead. Meantime, just 2% of recruiters expect the pandemic to cause a depression that lasts beyond 2021. So says Bullhorn. More than half say the economy will improve by the end of this year. And meanwhile, almost 30% say their businesses are doing better or as well as they were doing a year ago. Eightfold.ai launched Project Marketplace, a new feature of its talent intelligence platform. It ties together learning and career advancement so workers can apply new skills and thus support a company's retention efforts. Finally, learning platform Docebo announced a partnership to integrate its LMS with MHR International's HR Tech Suite. The company said the move will broaden the capabilities of MHR's products, allowing customers to manage and deliver training material more cost-effectively. This has been the HR Technology News Roundup from the HCM Technology Report. To keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.